You know, it's going to be a challenge for us. You know, we started off really good against them last time we played them. You know, then we kind of slowed down, but we were able to make, you know, enough big plays to score some points to win the game. But, you know, hopefully this time around we'll be able to be a little more consistent.
How'd they get all the
You know, they actually did. There were quite a few tip balls, you know, which last time we played them, they had a few tip balls. Like I said, you know, they're big up front. Calais is 6'7", 6'8". You know, they do a good job of getting their hands, you know, on the football when it's thrown. So, you know, I've got to make sure to find lanes and, you know, just not let that happen.
When you looked at the Jets tape, what did you see? Did it just look like a little
Yeah, you know, it was just one of those days. You know, I think it was a combination of everything. You know, give them credit, they played well. You know, they covered us at times, but then we had opportunities at times, and, you know, I missed a couple throws that I think I usually make. You know, I know for sure I would like to have those back, and, you know, when you do that, you know, it's hard to keep yourself on the field. And when we've been successful, you know, we've completed passes on third down and kept ourselves on the field and kept drives alive. And we just didn't do that last week.
Some fans and I guess media, there's a level of frustration that they want kind of Sam Bradford to kind of break out and the team to break out. Can you share that frustration at all? Just that you want to achieve a certain level of play.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I try to play at a high level each week. You know, I just look to improve each week. You know, obviously, you know, I would like to be, you know, playing my best each week. You know, but I think sometimes you got to take a step back and look at it. You know, it's my third year, but at the same time, it's the first year in this offense. We're a young team. We're a young offense. You know, we've experienced some growing pains this year, but I think overall we've improved as the year's gone on, you know, and that's all you can ask for, and we're going to keep improving and keep getting better.
Do you think your play had shown up? I mean, this year, maybe up until this last game, I mean, were you, I don't know, pleased is the right word, but did you see some progress on your part?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I think if you look at it, you know, I feel good with where I'm at right now. The completion percentage, the amount of balls we're completing, obviously, last week you'd like to have a few more, but, you know, the previous couple weeks, you know, I feel like, you know, I have played at a level that, you know, is competitive and will allow us to win. You know, obviously, you want to get better. You know, I try to get better each week, and, you know, hopefully that's what I'll keep doing.
What's the process like to gain trust in your receiver corps, especially working in some young guys more and more?
Just working with them. The more you work together with someone, the more you trust them. You know, they trust me to put it where they'll be able to make a play. I trust them to go get it in tight coverage. So I think the more, you know, we work together, the more trust we will build in each other.
It looks like you got Scott Wells this week back. And what could that mean? And is there going to be an acclimation period with you and him in terms of line calls and even the snaps?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing for me is, you know, learning to take snaps from him again. Obviously, you know, with taking snaps from Rob for the past 9-10 weeks, you know, they snap it in a different way. Just getting comfortable with those again. But, you know, I don't think the line calls really should be a problem.
What can Scott Wells buy healthy Wells?
You know, he's a great player. You know, he's just another solid guy up front. You know, he went to the Pro Bowl. You know, we expect him to come in and play at a high level, and, you know, hopefully just bring those guys up front together. Yeah, you know, Rob's done a great job. You know, obviously he's been in this system for a long time. You know, it's a tough position to step into, you know, especially when he started at guard, you know, and then had to move back to center. But I think he's done a tremendous job stepping in and just taking over that leadership role on the offensive line.
Sam, I know the record overall isn't where you want it to be, but you guys have had a lot of success against the division so far. Can you explain that at all?
Yeah, you know, right now we have had some success against the division. You know, we look to continue that this week. You know, hopefully, you know, we'll be able to start expanding it outside the division. But like I said earlier, you just try to get better each week. You know, we're focused on the Arizona Cardinals this week, going out and beating them.
Has their defense evolved at all from when you played them, or are they still doing the basic concept, the basic thing, or are they doing
it? Yeah, it's still pretty similar to what they were doing the first time. You know, it's not extremely complicated, but what they do, they're really good at. You know, they're going to present a lot of challenges with, you know, some of the blitzes that they do bring. So we're going to have to be ready for them.